Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success coach, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Power Your Life Show. I'm very delighted today to bring on a very special guest in a few moments, a friend and colleague, and someone that really is going to give us some very valuable information that's so apropos to what's going on for many of us in terms of right now on the East Coast. We're headed for a winter blizzard, and so Elsie Kearns in a few minutes is going to talk about stress solutions for winter wellness, and what better way to, for those of you who are sitting around, to listen and find out how to really promote better health for you in every area of your life. And before we go into that, I want to talk a little bit about stress, and we're going to expand that definition as we talk more about energy, which is everywhere. But stress is really an emotional and physical response to change or pressure or any events from both the external or the outside world that can really upset our balance and upset our energy. And it also can be promoted by internal stress, what we're doing with ourselves in terms of our self-talk and what we're doing in terms of our habits. So it's really important that we figure out how to get a handle on what's going on with us and how to recognize when we're in overload and what to do about it. And I'm going to read to you a quote from Elsie Kearns that she sent me, because I think it really is a wonderful way and a wonderful introduction into what we're going to be talking about. And Elsie says, winter challenges are wellspring of life, our kidney energy. And that supports, we need to support this treasure chest. Our kidney energy is the treasure chest of chi. It's our energy fuse box and also the seat of the fight, fight, or freeze response. Fear and anxiety can arise more quickly in the dark days of winter, as well as the winter blues. Bring light into winter with these easy and effective stress solutions that will fortify your foundational energy, calm anxiety, and nurture your body, mind, and spirit. And Elsie Kearns is an energy intuitive and wellness educator who has a passion for teaching self-care solutions, stress solutions, for vibrant health and well-being. She is a certified Eden Energy Medicine practitioner for women and instructor, a certified Eden Energy Medicine practitioner, a graduate of the 4-year Barbara Brennan School of Healing, the 3-year Society of the Soul School, and a Reiki master who's teaching all levels of Reiki since 1992. Elsie is also the co-founder of Wellness Workers Holistic Health Education that has been successfully serving the community since 1995. She offers worksite wellness, teleclasses, and seminars, complimentary care consultations, and private sessions. So without further ado, I'd love to introduce you to a wonderful person and colleague, Elsie Kearns. Hello, Elsie. How are you?
Fine, Joanne. I'm really excited to be here with the show, especially on a day like today, just being able to do this with this wonderful technology. Just great.
I know. I was thinking about that. You and I were talking earlier. It seems so great. Here we are. All we need to do is just go on the internet and dial in, and no matter what's happening outside, we're ready, and we're ready to bring information to our listeners. So I know that you're a third-year student in Eden Energy Medicine Program, and I know that there are many different forms of energy medicine, but I don't know that our listeners are aware of what energy medicine is. So can you just give us some information about that and also about how it's different in the Eden Energy Medicine Program?
Certainly, Joanne. First of all, I would say that energy medicine is based on the principles of quantum physics that says everything animate and inanimate is energy and radiates energy. So, of course, humans are at the highest chain of consciousness versus rocks, minerals, plants, and animals. But sadly, watching the 5 o'clock news, you would not know that to be true. If we begin viewing ourselves and all life around us as energy and vibration, then in energy medicine, energy is the patient and energy is the healer. We actually use energy to heal energy imbalances. So as you mentioned earlier, during my 25 years of study, I've had the privilege of being with Barbara Brennan, a pioneer in the work on the human energy field, graduated from her school. And most recently, I've been taking the certification program with Donna Eden, who's the author of the award-winning books Energy Medicine and Energy Medicine for Women. And what I would say is a little different about Donna's work is that she's literally taken traditional Chinese medicine, brain gym, and kinesiology, combined them into a very user-friendly form. And what I really love most about Donna's work is that it's practical, teachable, and effective. In fact, Donna has said that energy medicine is the oldest, safest, most available, most affordable medicine there is. And Dr. Oz recently made this comment in the December 2010 issue of Oprah's O Magazine. And that comment from Dr. Oz says, "I think the next big frontier is unlocking the doors to energy medicine. It dramatically broadens our vista of opportunities to heal. The challenge we have is that energy is not as easily quantified as the surgeon's scalpel." So we know, of course, the power of Dr. Oz now every day on TV, and even he is looking at the power of energy medicine.
You know, I think that's so incredible because you and I both study energy medicine and both have been involved in it. And energy medicine is not just, I mean, it encompasses so many things, and you're so right that it really goes back to a lot of ancient healing modalities, and really what it does is very amazing. And, yeah, the problem in Western medicine has been the inability to measure it in some way. But energy medicine can actually include yoga, can actually include pranic healing, can include Reiki, can include any other kinds of healing. It can include therapeutic touch, energy psychology, touch for health. You mentioned kinesiology, distant healing, intuitive medicine, magnetic therapy, light therapy, entrainment. So most people don't think of that host of alternative modalities that are available that use energy, but I love what you talked about. I love the fact that you said that energy is just so, its energy is really the principle of life, and everything, every form, life form, is made up of energy. And it's interesting too, because I was reading something recently that even when we get sick, that if there's something going on in our bodies, that also resonates, that illness or that dis-ease also has a specific kind of frequency. So I think what you're talking about is just going to be so very vital to our folks. Now, you mentioned a little bit about kinesiology, and can you talk to people about how kinesiology works?
Certainly, Joanne. Well, kinesiology is based on the groundbreaking work of Dr. John Fay that uses muscle testing to determine what organs and meridians are strong and weak. And actually, muscle testing kinesiology was first developed by Dr. John Goodhart, and Dr. John Diamond, a medical physician from Australia, wrote a great little book titled The Body Doesn't Lie. It's a very small paperback, and it really gives people an understanding of kinesiology and how the body is actually talking to us, how it cannot hold strong if we're saying something that isn't true.
You know, that's so wonderful, because a lot of people don't actually listen and tune into to what's going on with their bodies. They just think that it's not important, and what you're saying is just really vital information.
Well, not only is it vital information, but when we use kinesiology, based on Dr. John Fay's work and the muscles, we're then able to either sedate an overcharged meridian or muscle and strengthen weak areas. So if we take, for example, like the kidneys, lung, heart, liver, spleen, circulation, they're all feminine organs, yin organs. In traditional Chinese medicine, you know, we have that yin and yang. So these organs are working all the time. Your heart doesn't take any downtime. If it does, you're in trouble. So they can very easily become either overcharged or undercharged and then benefit by holding key points with energy to restore balance. And the best part, again, about Donna's work is that you can even teach someone how to do this, how to sedate or strengthen their own meridians, depending on what's needed.
You know, that's so important, because I think that people need to get back some of that personal control over their health and take that responsibility. And if people can really do that, learn some of the kinesiology, and it's fairly simple, some of the techniques, but if they can learn that and utilize it and really tune in, that's a profound way to really kind of promote wellness and also sort of keep disease and illness at bay. Now, you know, it's so interesting, because I've had a lot of guests on, and everybody has wonderful stories about how they got into their work, their passion, and I know that you must have one. You and I've talked before, but I've never really heard that story. So I'd love that you could share with our listeners in a little bit of detail, like, what really led you into the field of alternative and holistic medicine and as a way of living and teaching?
Joanne, my own health issues in my early 40s led me into seeking alternative healing options. And then on vacation with my family, I went swimming with dolphins, and something dramatic happened, which then was followed by reading a number of spiritual books. And I met Barbara Brennan at a weekend workshop, followed her. Her school had just opened, and became a student in her four-year program. It's been a very exciting ride over the last 25 years, and at 67, I'm still out here teaching and loving it. So, again, there were just, once I stepped into this field, it was just one door after the other opened for me. And I did meet Donna actually originally in 2000 and studied with her. And then after she opened the school in 2006, I thought about studying with her and found out that they were offering some regional first-year trainings, which I helped organize in the area, and then went out to Phoenix for year two. And, of course, I'm now in year three. And I would also like to let people know that the Eden Energy Medicine trainings are being done locally. So I think not only year one, but I think very shortly year two will be available locally, which saves on the cost of travel and hotel, et cetera.
You know, that's very, very exciting. And I really think, as you were telling your story, that many of us, myself included, have had that personal, something happened personally, that personal incident or maybe even a tragedy that led us to really our own passion and to seek out things. I also had an injury and was looking for alternative medicine because I wasn't able to find what I needed, and that led me on a whole wonderful journey just like you. So I think it's great. So we're in a prime time for this particular topic, and I'm so glad that when you and I talked months ago, we put it for the winter, and that was really, I think, your suggestion, and bravo, because I think it's great. So because I think that we're in the midst of what we need to do to help ourselves get out of whatever malaise and to really promote more winter wellness. So tell people how energy medicine can really help them stay healthy during the winter, and it doesn't matter where you live if you're still experiencing winter.
Joanne, energy medicine, first off, can nourish our immune system. Winter in Chinese medicine is considered kidney bladder time, and kidney is connected to our fear, flight, fight, or freeze mechanism, that parasympathetic, sympathetic system in our nervous system. So we're actually in the dark days of winter, and supporting kidney energy prevents burnout or that chronic fatigue syndrome so very common in our culture. And you mentioned kidney energy as our treasure chest of chi earlier. We literally inherit our constitution and a treasure chest of ancestral chi or energy at the time of conception from our parents, yin and yang, masculine and feminine. So ancient wisdom invites us to guard this special chi. That means not overdoing it. However, in America, we're on 24/7. We have the Big Mac, giant Slurpee, double cheeseburger. We know overdue far more than what is appropriate for our bodies in the moment.
You know, that's so very true and very important. And I wanted to add that because what you said about the kidney and the bladder chi and what happens with us, right on top of the kidneys are also the adrenals, which also have to do with stress and how we handle stress. And so they're so interrelated that it's really hard to separate them. And I think that this is the time, this is the time of year to really kind of, you're talking about the kidney and the bladder, which is really about releasing and letting go and excreting in some way. So it really goes along with, you know, people make resolutions and letting go. It really goes along with thinking about what you need to really release or let go of, not just physically, but in many other areas of your life. So you were talking about energy medicine, and I'd like people to get more of a specific idea of how that operates. Do you think, and I know we're doing it over the phone and over the internet, but do you think that there's a way that you can offer our listeners one or two exercises so that they can really, really experience energy medicine, because then they'll really know a little bit about what it's about, more than just you and I talking, and they'll be able to experience it firsthand and have that aha moment, hopefully.
Good idea. Let's do the five thumps, Joanne. This is very easy to do, even though we're on the phone. I'm going to invite people to find your collarbone, those little notches.
And I'm going
to
do it with
you. Very ends of the collarbone there. And then you're going to come down and out about an inch and begin tapping. And this works with the K27s, which are the ends of the kidney meridian that support your kidney and adrenals. So again, find the edges of your collarbone, those little knobs, come down and out about an inch, and start tapping. You're supporting the K27s at the end of the kidney meridian and supporting kidney and adrenals. So these points boost and restore energy. They improve concentration, focus, memory, and reduce fatigue.
You know, it's so great. I'm sorry. It's so great because I'm doing it right now, and you can really feel something shifting.
Yes, you can. And any time that we feel tired or we start to have that real slump in our energy, our meridians start to run backwards to try to get us to rest and lay down. So by supporting these points here at the end of the kidney meridian, remember, kidney meridian starts on the bottom of the foot, comes all the way up the body. So kidney and bladder are the two longest meridians in the body. And so by supporting these points at the end of the kidney meridian, we're kind of supporting kidney and adrenals and restoring our energy and saying to the body, okay, you know, we're going to be home in an hour and we can rest then, but we need to keep going until then. Anytime, even if I'm driving, I have one hand on the steering wheel and I come up and start tapping K27s right here by the collarbone to help alert me, to keep me more alert till I get home, to keep everything moving, and to focus on what I'm doing, and also helps reduce fatigue.
You know, it's great, and I think that rather than people like downing caffeine and soda and sugar, here's a great way to really, it's inexpensive, it's something you can do, it has an immediate response, an immediate effect, and you can do it anywhere, and it doesn't look that abnormal if you're doing a little tapping. You could probably even do it in the midst of company. Now, you and I know about what meridians are, but I don't know that all our listeners do. So can you explain a little bit? We've been talking a lot about meridians and the kidney meridian and starts at the foot and goes all the way up. But what are we talking about?
Meridians are actually electrical lines of light that run through the energy body. Remember, we're jumping a dimension here. The energy of the meridians are connected to our organs. There are 12 meridians connected to the organs, and what the Chinese realized in ancient times is that if we could keep the organs healthy, then we could also keep the body healthy. The whole system of acupuncture was developed around these electrical lines of energy or light that were mapped out over 3,000 years ago. And what ancients found was that where there was too much energy, where the energy was stuck, where it was stagnant, that's where people experience those areas, pain or discomfort in the body. So one of the valuable aspects of acupuncture is that it goes in and makes that connection again so the energy can get moving and that individual can get relief from pain or restore balance.
Now, people also use acupressure and work along those same meridian lines as well. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Or is it a little different?
Shiatsu, right.
Okay,
so
good.
You can do it with needles or you can do it with acupressure, shiatsu, also very effective. Or just by holding several points until you get a balance to let the energy move freely back and forth.
You know, I think that's so very important because, again, I think that we rely so much on, and I'm not downplaying Western medicine. I think there's a definite place for it, but we rely so much on, we get something, we go to the pharmacy, we get some over-the-counter medication for a cold, for not being able to sleep, we go to the doctor, we get other kind of medication, and here's a way to take care of ourselves and really not just with a symptom, but to sort of take care of the whole totality of our bodies and of who we are. So can you give us another exercise? I love these exercises. Do you have another one up your sleeve that you could share with us?
Yes, let's move down. We went first to the knobs of the collarbone on each side. We dropped down an inch and out an inch, and we tapped in there for kidney and adrenals. And I want to point out to people that if there's any area that is tender, that really is calling for us extra help. Let's drop down right a little bit, a couple of inches below and above the heart, right at the chest there, and tap for the thymus. Okay, so the thymus supports the immune system. It increases T cell and white blood count. So we can easily tap that thymus. And particularly during winter when we're struggling with so many different things around us, flu, colds, what have you, thumping the thymus. Anytime you feel like you're coming down with something, start thumping the thymus to help your immune system fight it off. Increase those powerful T cells and your white blood count.
You know, that's great. I was told years ago that thumping the thymus was also good for releasing stress. Is that true?
That's true, because thymus is one of the first glands that's affected by stress. And so when it is affected by stress, it tends to contract. So by thumping it, we're not only supporting the thymus, but letting the body know that we're supporting the whole body and helping it calm down. In fact, I've had nurses in my classes tell me that if someone comes into the emergency room unconscious, they begin thumping the thymus to see if they can get the individual to react. So it's very easy to do. I actually encourage people to take their whole fist and thump it, instead of just tapping, a really strong thump.
I'm doing that now. It's really, it's very powerful.
Very powerful.
So it really, and again, it's something, it's so simple, and what did it take? You don't have to do it for hours. You don't have to be waiting in a waiting room for hours. You can do it while you're working. You can do it at a desk. You can do it while you're walking. And you were talking about how you were doing some of this driving your car. So it's accessible. It's very inexpensive, if not free. And you have control over it, which appeals to me a lot. So I think it's great. And thanks for sharing those techniques, because they do work and they're very, very powerful. Would you tell us?
I just want to stop you there for a second, because I have just a couple more. I call it
good.
Five thumps, and we're going to work right down the body, if we can for a moment, and go right between the breast.
Gotcha.
Right between the breast area, and you're going to tap there or massage there on what's known as the C of Ki. This helps increase vitality. It calms and protects the heart. It's also been helpful to stop hiccups, and it improves swallowing. Many times when people get older, they have issues with swallowing. Again, this is very easy to do, very gentle. We're just gently massaging that area to support the heart, to protect it, to calm things down, and at the same time to move energy to increase our vitality. So now we have three nice points that we can work with: the K27s right below the collarbone, thumping the thymus, and now we slip down right between the breast and massage that C of Ki. And the next point that we go to is right over the breast to the first rib, and we tap there for spleen. And spleen is very vital. It metabolizes our food, feelings, thoughts, emotions. It balances our blood chemistry and our blood sugar levels. Tapping spleen is also beneficial for the immune system, as well as the autoimmune diseases that we struggle with today. It reduces fatigue, and even more important, it helps fight infection. So go in to that first rib just below the breast and tap there. You may find that's a little bit tender.
Joanne, we're tapping right below
the breast, right at that first rib. And Joanne, I know that I've had both a nurse and physician in some of my energy medicine classes, and they've told me that they no longer do splenectomies as easily as they used to in the past, because they found out that without that organ, people had a very difficult time fighting infection. So, again, the spleen metabolizes everything, our feelings, our food, our thoughts, our emotions, and it helps to balance both our blood chemistry and sugar levels. Wonderful for the immune system. It's in both Eastern and Western medicine, it's a vital part of the immune system. And also helpful with autoimmune diseases, and again, as we said earlier, fights infections. So tapping or massaging those points, and if they're a little tender, they're just calling for extra help. And finally...
Right. Not alarmed. Don't get alarmed and start getting hysterical. You can actually, if it is a little bit tender, you're feeling that sensitivity there, work through it. And as Elsie said, just do the tapping or the massaging. You don't have to do it too hard. But it really does have a soothing effect as well, because it also takes away that tenderness, and then you know that something is happening and you're not taking a pill.
Joanne, that's right. And I would also say to people regarding the tenderness is most of us have some tenderness there, because that fight or flight mechanism that's going off all the time, that's lost its distinction between what is and is not an emergency, when it gets a little bit tired, it often goes over and pulls energy from spleen. So spleen is one of the harder organs to keep really balanced, because it's always, again, it's a feminine organ. It's working all the time to support us. So that triple warmer, which is known in Chinese medicine, or fight or flight as we know it, very easily goes over and can pull energy from spleen. There's another spleen point right on the rib cage. If you take your hands and go out now, right underneath the armpit, about 4 inches down, right where the bra ends, and begin tapping there, that's spleen 21, the end of spleen meridian, also a vital acupuncture point. And this may be a little bit sore or tender, not, again, to be alarmed, as Joanne said, but it's just calling for our help. It's a way that the body's letting us know that it just needs a little extra help and assistance. So we can just, let's go through those really quickly again. If you go up to your collarbone and come down an inch and out and begin tapping, you're supporting kidney and adrenals at K27. And then you can move down right to the top of the chest, above the heart there, and thump that thymus. I'm doing it as we speak. Thump that thymus, your immune system, strong T cells. Now you can slide down right between the breast and massage that area that we call the Sea of Qi for vitality. It's also known as the Sea of Tranquility. It calms, protects the heart. It's been known to stop hiccups. It improves swallowing. So it has many beneficial results. And then we slide down right over the breast to the first rib and tap for spleen. That's the first spleen point. Then just move our hands to each side under the armpit about 4 inches where the bra ends and tap again. That's a second spleen point. And remember, we said spleen does so much. It metabolizes everything for us. So the better able we are to metabolize our feelings and our thoughts and our stress, the easier our life is going to be.
Well, you know, that's wonderful. I can feel my energy. I've been doing this as you've been outlining it, and I'm familiar with this, but it's always wonderful to go through it again and make sure I'm doing the points accurately, which I am. And I feel so energized and upbeat, which is great. It's really great. So I encourage our listeners to try it, and not just try it, but to use it as an effective way of really helping you stay healthy. And Elsie has so much more information, and there's a lot that's going on right now in terms of seasonal affective disorder, which has to do with the fact, as you mentioned, Elsie, that really we're in a bit of a dark phase and we're moving towards the light. But certainly the days are gray. How can this kind of work, this energy medicine that you're offering, really help people who have seasonal affective disorder? And I don't know the numbers, but I know that they're really up there.
Certainly all of us struggle with gray winter days, and today is a perfect example of that. The snow brightens things up, but it's still kind of a gray day out there. And light, as we know, is vital for our body, mind, heart, and soul. So if you're using energy medicine, first thing you can do is imagine breathing in and infusing your body with color. You can wear warm colors, reds, oranges, golds, yellows. You can wrap a colorful scarf around your neck during the day. That's very warming to the neck, to the body. And, of course, as you know, Joanne, there's also full-spectrum lighting that you can find online, and some stores like Whole Foods may carry full-spectrum lighting bulbs for your lamps. You would sit in front of a full-spectrum light for about an hour a day, And you can also get outside whenever possible and take in the brightness of winter sun on a sunny day. Vitamin D, as we know, is crucial to our overall health, so everyone should be taking a good vitamin D supplement on a daily basis, especially during the winter, and this supplement is available almost anywhere.
You know, it's interesting because just recently what they've done is really said that we need more vitamin D, and specifically vitamin D3, than what used to be the normal dosage years ago. So again, what we're talking about is being corroborated by the medical technology and medicine as we know it, because people are recognizing and physicians are recognizing that yes, we need light, and when we're not outside as often or getting the sun as often, particularly in these months, and so that D3 is a way of helping bring and sustain that light energy within us. So it's very, very powerful. Now, you know, years ago, we began to hear about chronic fatigue syndrome, and a lot of people thought it was hype and didn't think that there was anything to it, and a lot of doctors and a lot of doctors and a lot of professionals thought that that was something that people were making up. And yet, there really is something about chronic fatigue syndrome. It's really something that affects a whole lot of people. And, I mean, you and I both have worked with people who have chronic fatigue syndrome energetically. But can you talk about how stress, chronic stress, can really lead to chronic fatigue syndrome? But before you do that, I just want to give people the call-in number. We're here talking to Elsie Kearns, Energy Medicine, and the call-in number for anybody who'd like to talk to Elsie and myself is 1-805-285-9790. The call lines are open, and we would love to hear from you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Chronic fatigue syndrome.
So talking about chronic fatigue syndrome, and, you know, what is it really in a nutshell here? The fight-flight-freeze mechanism on the adrenals has literally lost the ability to distinguish a true emergency and is reacting to almost everything, including environmental toxins, electromagnetic energies of microwaves, cell phone towers, computers. So without relaxation, the adrenals burn out quickly under constant stress. That great flight-fight gift that saved humanity is now killing us. When someone is constantly on hyper alert, what's actually happening is it takes all of their energy to maintain that hypervigilance. It's very difficult to move forward in our life if all of our energy is being co-opted for this hypervigilance. So we can do several things. We can take time to breathe and some downtime. It would be helpful on a daily basis to connect to the body and express gratitude to the body for its ability to take you through each day. We forget to say thank you, and we really ignore the body until we're in pain. Pain is the body's way of saying, please pay attention to me. Something's wrong here.
You know, I think I love that idea of gratitude, and I've worked with that too with people, because sometimes people will come in and they haven't paid attention to an ankle or a knee or whatever, and suddenly they're experiencing all sorts of challenges or problems with it. And I think the body needs to know that we honor and appreciate all that it does, and all that it does even when we're not conscious of it. There are so many automatic responses going on. So I love what you said. I just think that's so important. And how long does it take to tell your body thank you? And if you want to do it more specifically, you can go through and thank each body part and thank each organ for everything that it's doing for you and keeping you alive and keeping you vibrant. So thanks for that, because I think it's wonderful. Can you tell folks, because we're sort of coming nearing the end a little bit, can you tell folks a little bit of a review about what they need to do, a few top tips to support winter wellness, and also how people can get a hold of you?
Certainly, Joanne. Well, we went through those five different tapping thumps. K27s by the collarbone, the thymus just below and just there above the heart on the chest. We went right down between the breast and worked with the C of Key or C of Tranquility. We dropped right below the breast to the first rib and tapped or massaged for spleen, and then again supported spleen underneath the armpit about 4 inches down where the bra line ends. So tapping these every day is the first key to helping ourselves maintain health. If we take 5 minutes every day or several times during the day and tap these points and support them, we're supporting vital organs that will help us enhance our immune system. The body is always its own healer, but it certainly needs our help. Another thing that we can remember is to drink warm or room temperature liquids or tea. Herbal tea, water in lemon is very soothing and calming. Just taking time to breathe and to realizing the tremendous intelligence that our body holds. It's, as you said earlier, it's running automatically. All the things that need to run, it knows how to do that nanosecond by nanosecond.
If you're giving yourself warm liquids and warming foods at this time, do the same thing for your pets. I don't think it's a good idea to be giving your pet cold water from the fridge or anything like that. So I just think that we've got to be sensitive to the fact that not only are we taking care of ourselves, but we're taking care of other vital living things and living beings around us, and we need to support them the same way. I don't know if you have pets, but have you ever prescribed that to people, to tap their pets or massage their pets? I think it's great.
Yes, animals are very sensitive to energy, and most times they will take whatever they need. When they've had enough, they'll walk away. That's a good point also about giving them warm things or room temperature. And both animals and humans have a certain body temperature. So when we down a glass of ice-cold water or soda or whatever, that really shocks the body system, and it creates a way that the body then has to work very hard to come back to its optimum natural internal temperature.
You know, I think what you've gone through for us is so important. And we've been talking a lot about the kidney and really so very important to so much in terms of optimal health. And there are signs of imbalance when you can notice that. I don't want people to sort of kind of be hypersensitive, but it could be swelling and bloating. You talked a lot about difficulty in swallowing, difficulty urinating, and you've also mentioned how anxiety and the inability to digest food sufficiently or efficiently is really affected when our kidney or bladder energy is kind of off balance. So is there anything else that you need to tell folks? I know we could spend hours because this is such a vital subject, but anything else that you think our listeners really need to know? You've been such a wealth and such a resource of information that people can actually leave here today with some very specific tools that they can just go ahead with their day, no matter whether it's snowing or raining or whatever, and support themselves during this time.
Joanne, I would say as a final end to our conversation, before I tell people how to get in touch with me, that if we just take our hand and put it over our heart and hold ourselves in love, honor, and reverence just as we are in the moment, that is probably, love is certainly the most powerful killer, and that is something very easy to do. It just kind of brings attention back into ourselves. So everyone out there, just put your hand over your heart and hold yourself in love, honor, and reverence, just as you are in this moment in time.
You know, I love that because we're taught so much to really love and appreciate and care for others, and I'm not undermining that. I think that's so very essential, but it's also time to love, honor, and as you said, appreciate who we are and ourselves. And by doing that, I have my hand over my heart right now. There's something so soothing and so calming and comforting about just that minute little gesture that really goes such a long, long way. So I love what you've talked about. You and I are sort of sisters in spirit in terms of all of this work. And how can people reach you, get a hold of you? I know that you do a lot of wellness classes and some at Camden County College and a lot of seminars, but how can people specifically get a hold of you?
Joanne, thanks. People can call me at the Wellness Workers Office line, 856-435-3427. They can also go to my website, www.wellnesswithelsie.com. And they can find out the number of different classes that are being offered. And I also do a number of teleclasses online where people can listen via the web or call in. We just did one last night with another colleague of ours, Marilyn Eppolite, on GMOs. And so those are up also probably on my Facebook page that people can just click on and listen to. The replays are there. So, again, they can call me, Elsie Kearns, at 856-435-3427 or wellnesswithelsie.com. Thanks, Joanne.
You know, she has a great website, so I want to encourage you folks to go there. It's really very beautiful, and it seems to match energetically with your very wonderful, loving, healing spirit. So I want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'd like to end your segment with a quote from your teacher, Donna Eden, because I think it really kind of epitomized everything that we've been talking about. And I also want to thank you for your generosity in giving our listeners these wonderful, simple, yet very potent, powerful techniques that they can utilize immediately for their own healing. And this is from Donna Eden. Energy medicine awakens energies that bring vitality, joy, and enthusiasm to your life and greater health to your body, mind, and spirit. Balancing your energies balances your chemistry and hormones, helps you feel better, and helps you think better. And it empowers you to adapt and even flourish in the 21st century. And that's so befitting of who you are, Elsie, and of all the work and all the wonderful things, courses and teleseminars and classes that you do. So bravo. Thank you so much for being on the show and for all the wealth of information that you've shared with us today.
Thank you, Joanne. It was great to do this on this kind of snowy winter day. Loved it.
I loved it, too, and we'll do it again. We'll come up
okay.
with another subject. We'll do it again. So blessings to you. Have a great day, and thanks for sharing your wisdom and your love and your energy with me and with our listeners. Take care.
Thank you.
I also want to talk a little bit about our upcoming guests because they really have an exciting lineup. But I also was looking at something. I teach a lot about stress, too, energetically, and I just wanted to tell you a little bit that you can also work with energy. That's a must because I believe energy, as Elsie, energy is everything. But I also think that there are ways, in addition, to manage your stress and get some quick stress relief. Do you know that in India they do something that's called laughing yoga? They have people getting together really early in the morning and maybe they stand in a circle. I actually saw it happen once. And somebody told me at one of the wellness facilities where I was working, shocking that they she actually experienced a class in this country just a little while before. So I think that's wonderful. But so laughing is a wonderful way. It probably gets those meridians, those internal systems moving, which is incredibly important to health and to managing and relieving stress. And I think it's important for us, for all of us, to really recognize when we are stressed out. And as Elsie was talking about, to really prolong stress. And who's not stressed these days, whether it's climate, weather, finances, resources, busy lives, whatever, that our lives just are so demanding in what we need to do. I think it's time to really appreciate when you're under stress. Recognize that you may feel drained and depleted. You may not be able to concentrate. You may have trouble sleeping. You may have tension in your muscles. Use some of the techniques that Elsie taught us today, because they are so very, very simple and yet so very, very powerful. Also, do something that really allows your body to get into what's called the relaxation response, and that's a physical state of deep rest that can change our physical and our emotional responses to stress, to anything that's happening in the environment or anything that's happening inside of us that really gets us a little bit off kilter. And I like to use something else that I love, in addition to all the energetic stuff and energetic tools that are at our fingertips. And I like to use our senses, because how many of us have been stressed out, and then you walk into a room or you light a candle and or you're outdoors and it's a spring or an early summer day, and you breathe in the flowers, you breathe in some wonderful fragrant senses, and suddenly you are transformed. Your frenetic energy shifts a little bit, and you feel more and more relaxed. So think about how your senses can help you relieve some of the stress. Also, in terms of movement, you can run in place. If you're working at a desk, you need to move. Movement is a wonderful way to get your energy going. And if you just move your feet, stretch, do whatever, that's movement, and that's creating wonderful stress relief for your body. Some people, I actually worked with a gentleman who was very busy, and he worked a lot in an office and was working a lot at a desk, and he was sitting, and he had what's called a stress ball, and he would sit and squeeze this stress ball as a way of helping him. Well, it is movement, but also helping him eliminate stress. Think, too, about sounds that we use. Again, I'm talking about the senses. Sounds that you can use that can actually also help you relieve stress, whether it's humming, whether it's listening to some kind of uplifting music, even a fountain. I have a fountain in my office, a fountain that just allows you to hear the soothing sounds of running water, or a soundtrack. There are lots of soundtracks for nature right now. These can also transport you to a place of ease and a place of relaxation. And it's something that doesn't demand a lot of expense or a lot of time, but it can be something that's very transformative. Do not forget what Elsie taught you today, because energy medicine is so very, very powerful. And there are many different forms and many different components of energy medicine. Think about how you can really handle your own stress by recognizing it, by using some techniques that you can really use to relieve stress in the moment, and really get a sense of who you are so that you know what the right kind of sensory input you need. If you're spaced out or depressed, you may need something that speeds you up, such as movement or jumping or running. If you're a person who's angry or agitated, and I don't mean all the time, I mean at a particular time, you may need something that slows you down. Maybe that's that soft music, or maybe it's meditation. And if you're a person who's frozen with some kind of anxiety or agitation at a moment, you need to use some kind of sensory mechanism or sensory support that actually helps you get unstuck. And everything that Elsie was teaching us in terms of tapping is a form of really sensory input as well. So I want to really talk to you a little bit about upcoming guests, because I think that in the month of February we really have some wonderful people. I'm not going to be on next week, but coming February 9th we're going to be looking at autism, and we're going to be talking to Susan Elmer, a wonderful mother and speech and language pathologist and autism consultant for over 25 years, who's going to talk to us about movement differences and accommodation and what she does to help people with autism gain acceptance and stay in our world with the programs that she uses by going into a lot of school districts. In addition to that, on the same day, February 9th, I'll be interviewing Dr. Forward, who has a degree from chiropractic college and a degree in neurology, and works with patients with neurological problems and patients with neurological disorders and people with autism. And he will discuss tips for parents and the benefits of the Brain Balance Center that he opened up, which is so very, very powerful. And then February 16th, we have the amazing Creston, who is a mentalist, and he is going to talk about the unusual power of the human mind. He's incredible. He's a wonderful showman, and he may also be giving us some very powerful predictions for 2011. He's on Fox News every year giving predictions. I missed it this year, so we're really in for a treat if he'll do that. Coming the 23rd of February, we have Cheetan Parkin, who's the author of Human Design, Discover the Person That You Were Meant to Be. And this is an incredible system that he has been going around the world teaching. It's the newest self-awareness tool available that actually reveals your design, your blueprint. And what it does is it fuses together astrology, the I Ching, the Kabbalah, and the chakra system, which Elsie and I were talking a little bit about, with physics and genetic coding to form an entity of its own. Along with him, we're going to have Stephen Shapiro, who is an authority on innovation and collaboration and has touched hundreds of thousands of people in countries all over the world. And he has many, many books, but the book, actually it's not just a book, it's a card-based tool, Personality Poker, that he's going to introduce us to. And he sent me this tool, and I've been playing around with it. I think it's wonderful. So, as I said, we are in store for a treat. Consider what Elsie Kearns told us today, because this time of year is so very, very vital to take care of your kidney energy, to take care of you. And I love how Elsie shared at the end to just do that. Put your hands over your heart. Do that again, because I don't think that you have to limit how many times you can do that and really kind of do some self-appreciation and give back to yourself and give yourself love. So I want to thank Elsie again. She's done a fantastic job. She's a wonderful friend and colleague. And I want to thank all of you folks who've been with us no matter what the weather is, where you are, and hope you tune in again soon and enjoy your day. Have a blessed day. And take care of you and pay attention to your energy. And thanks for being here. See you soon or hear from you soon. And hopefully if you have not been able to listen to the whole show or you want to encourage other people to, you can go to the archives, you can go to the Blog Talk Radio website and really listen to the show over and over and over again and share it with your friends. It's been a pleasure to be with you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting SivaToolbox.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.